That's right, because we actually have a suggestion here. Because, of course, New Year's Day is a chance to wipe the slate clean, change bad behavior, start a diet or an exercise regime. And, well, some people are trying to start off the new year with a little luck to begin those great and ambitious resolutions they have on their plates. And for some, it's about what you eat on this New Year's Day, especially in the South. Here to explain are Matt and Ted Lee, cookbook authors and proprietors of the Southern Food Shop, BoiledPeanuts.com. Thanks for joining us, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for
having
us.
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
So tell us about good luck and food. That sounds like a really winning combination.
Well, for some reason in the South, we associate good luck and New Year's Day with consuming beans, and most specifically black-eyed peas. And we've done the research. We did a huge article on it years ago, asked every expert out there. But it just appears to be an American tradition going back about 200 years to associate black-eyed peas or beans with good luck on the new year.
And Ted, why black-eyed peas? I mean, there are a lot of beans out there, but why those specifically?
It's a very good question. Black-eyed peas came to North America from Africa. And, you know, I'm just not sure, but everyone has their own theory. There are stories and fables, but it is something spiritual about the connection between black-eyed peas and good luck.
Forget the anthropology. Are they good luck? That's what I want to ask.
Yes,
they are. And, you know, lentils are supposedly good luck, and that goes back to the Roman Empire. That's not a Southern tradition, but that's all over in the East. So
right.
So this idea of little legumes is and I'm eating some right here, let me just say.
And we should mention that in the South, it's not just black-eyed peas. It's also collard greens. Mm. You always eat some kind of greens, collard greens, turnip greens, mustard greens on the new year.
By the way, I should interject, that's obvious good luck because it's green like the color of money.
Yeah, right. The black-eyed peas is for good fortune, but collard greens is for money.
Right, so well, good fortune and money may go together, particularly exactly. In this economy. But you also talk about making Hoppin' John.
Hoppin' John, that's correct.
And I think that's where we find our, going back to the anthropology, our link to Northern and Central Africa. That combination of rice and beans is, you know, ancient, comes from, I think the earliest recorded recipes from the 1220s from a Baghdad cookbook combining chickpeas and rice. It comes through Northern Africa where rice is brought in.
And then, what else is in it, though? It's not just rice and beans. It's other good stuff.
Well, at the very least, today you should combine rice and beans. I'd say if you want to take it a step further and be more, you know, American traditional, you should combine it with some sort of broth. And you can use a seasoning meat, preferably smoked cured pork, if you want to be ultra-traditional. But it could just be the broth that you boiled your beans in.
All right, so I'm tasting this Hoppin' John that you brought in.
Yeah.
We got some Teximati rice here, right?
How's it going there?
It's going fabulous. It's got a nice bite to it. The black-eyed peas are cooked fabulously well, and you got some sort of fatback or some kind of
that is
pork,
the third link in the good luck chain, which is hog jowl. It's cured smoked hog jowl. And in the South,
which is
for some reason, the cheek of the pig smoked and cured, that's part of the good luck chain. So you've got your black-eyed peas.
It sounds like a song lyric. The cheek of the pig smoked and cured. The cheek of the pig. Excuse me. That's a great. That's my takeaway.
I think I've heard that lyric. <later. laughs>
So are the Southern folk the only ones that have traditions that are good luck on New Year's Day? I mean, you guys are from the Northeast.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
we've been passing as
Southerners for a long time now. Well, even in the South, though, there's a diversity of tradition. I think just as we approach the beginning of the year, we crave good luck. And so whatever it is, we've met one family where the New Year's tradition is to make creamed mushrooms and to serve them over waffles. And it's delicious.
That sounds great, actually.
Really rich.
Anything you do to
fantastic.
The waffles to make a
yeah, that's
the batter
kind of
different?
They're interesting.
Like, I would add a little cornmeal to the flour to give them some texture.
Cornmeal, buttermilk waffles.
All right, so is there a recipe for this, Hoppin' John? We've got pork jowl. We've got Teximati rice, it looks like.
Right. It's a jasmine rice.
Jasmine rice.
Pork jowl, the jasmine rice, the black-eyed peas.
And
a little bit of crushed red pepper.
That's the bite.
Black pepper.
That's nice.
The bite is the crushed red pepper.
Mm.
Right.
Mm.
It's an international tradition, though, this beans and rice at this point. It's just traveled all over. And so in Saigon, you'll find on the street vendors selling in cardboard cups a black-eyed peas and rice mix that looks classically Southern, except it's made with a little bit of coconut milk and seasoned with there's a big stalk of lemongrass sticking out of it.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
Saigon Hoppin' John.
You know, on the good luck thing, my wife just texted me and said that a guy knocked at the door at our apartment and wrote her a check for $1 million. So
there you go.
There you go.
It was
QED. It works.
It was our Hoppin' John.
Fabulous. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Matt Lee and Ted Lee, cookbook authors and proprietors of the Southern Food Shop, BoiledPeanuts.com. Happy New Year, guys.
Recipe on our website.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Happy New Year, guys.
Well, there you go. If you're looking for something to eat to start off the new year, well, there you have it. Black-eyed peas. And now we're going to turn to Mark Garrison, who's sitting in for Femme AOK, because we need some headlines.
Well, I try. Thank you. It's coming up on 39 minutes after the hour.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.